Hi, Alex.
Hi, I love talking about relationships at dinner at Christmas.
Oh, do you? Is that one of your favourite topics?
Yeah, because they're like, why are you still single? And I'm like, why hasn't he left you yet?
I always get bored. I talk about all these past things that I did like 10 years ago. My family would ask me like, oh, how's this, job that you had? And I'm like, I haven't had that job for 10 years. And,
it's like, you clearly don't listen.
No, you don't follow my Facebook or anything. Come on.
Unfriend.
Unfriend. But Christmas facts, it's always an interesting time of year. It's very, centralized. Everything's Christmas, Christmas, Christmas for like a month. And then by the end of December, everyone's just like so over it. But
I'm not.
You know, do you love Christmas like all year round?
Love Christmas, which is funny because I'm quite grumpy. You'd think that I'd be a bit of a Grinch, but I'm not. I love Christmas. I just don't like people at Christmas.
You don't like people at Christmas, but you
No, I'd like to be alone and watch movies at Christmas. I don't really,
Oh, I don't even want to bring this up, but have you watched Love Actually already?
No, I don't actually like Love Actually.
You don't? Oh, my God.
No. My favorite Christmas movie actually is White Christmas, so old school.
Oh, nice. Yeah, yeah.
It's A Wonderful Life.
Yes, that's nice too. Oh, old the old school. School, yeah.
Yeah, so I like old school. And then I do like this modern one. It's Vince Vaughn and Reese Witherspoon called Four Holidays.
I haven't seen that. Oh, Four Holidays.
And it's where they're a couple and they have to go to all the different parents who are divorced. So they have four Christmases in one day, and it's whether or not they can make it till the end of the day without a fight. I don't know why I like it. I think I just like Vince Vaughn. But yeah, I'm not into Love Actually. I find it a little bit more Valentine's Day-ish.
Yeah, look, thank you. I get so sick of Love Actually. I just can't watch it.
It's a bit boring.
Everyone goes on about it. And it's just nothing. It's just such a dull movie. It's just like, oh.
Well, it's like all these people's lives, and I'm like, I don't care about any of you.
Yeah, exactly. I just like Rick when he's in Walking Dead now. We're getting totally off the track here. But it's still Christmas related. What I'm trying to think of is some good Christmas facts that we can bring up at the Christmas table and say, hey, did you know blah, blah, blah? What do you reckon?
Yeah.
What are some good ones?
I can give you some good ones. So when everybody starts talking about political stuff you do not want to go into,
no.
You say, hey, did you know that Paul McCartney's song, Wonderful Christmas Time, is actually raking him in $500,000 a year and, ironically, is one of the most annoying Christmas songs?
Far out. $500,000 a year for one song.
So can you imagine how much Bublé and Mariah Carey are making?
Oh, look, and I was going to bring this up because it's a time of year when we start hearing Mariah Carey everywhere.
Right.
And I think her video, I looked it up, how often her video clip has been played on YouTube, and it's something like 315 million times.
So many shrieking. I actually really like, do you remember that band The Used?
Yes.
They did a really good rendition of Merry Christmas, War is Over.
Oh, okay. I don't think
John Lennon song, and they actually did a really good version. And I recently put together a playlist, and I included them. And I was like, "Wow, The Used, that's old school."
Yeah, yeah. I always liked those funny different Christmas versions for sure. I like that.
Yeah, I like. I mean, Snoop Dogg did a few good Christmas versions, but anyway. But yeah, no, I think that's an interesting fact. So it's really about also White Christmas. Irving Berlin is the number one Christmas song of all time, over millions of copies sold.
Yeah.
So he wins. Did you know that the most popular food at Christmas time in Japan is KFC? And I kind of hate talking about this because I feel like I'm giving KFC a free plug. I also feel like of all companies that could afford to pay me for a plug, it's them. Like, I'm annoyed that I didn't think of this before.
I'm sort of like, if I could get sponsored by KFC, I'd be like, I'm all right with that.
Well, I wonder if Japan is sponsored by KFC because literally their ultimate traditional Christmas meal is KFC. So they come together as families, and they literally queue out the stores of KFC on Christmas Eve.
Why on Christmas? What's the correlation there?
There's no correlation other than a great marketing campaign by KFC has become the adopted traditional meal.
Oh, wow.
It's a Christmas thing. So that's really interesting. Yeah. One of the interesting things that I always find fascinating about Christmas is the changes in, from a scientific point of view, why people love Christmas, what they respond to, but also in terms of societal changes, what do kids love about Christmas? In this 1975, a study was done to look at what do kids ask for at Christmas and how many gifts that they ask for. And they found that on average, kids at the time asked for 3.8. But in 2017, they did another study and they found it was now 7. And the response was, oh, because kids are so, you know, superficial now and they want lots of gifts. I don't think it's that. I actually think it's because they're exposed to a lot more. Hmm. You know, back in the 70s, you only had one version of the different gifts, really.
Oh, that's it. And now you can get all the different
You can get all the different games and all the different add-ons to the games. And you know, I asked for my Barbie in the 80s. Now I could get the Barbie caravan and everything else. So I think it's more that we're exposed to what else is out there than necessarily that kids are dreadful. I think they were dreadful in the 70s as well.
Well, I must say, I asked my son just yesterday, what do you want for Christmas? Because I'm really struggling. He's nearly 16. He's got everything. Like, he doesn't need anything at all. But I just said, yeah, okay, anything you really want, anything on your wish list. And he's like, no, I can't think of anything. I'm like, well, that doesn't help me. Like, he's got no ideas, nothing to give me. And I'm like, kids nowadays, I mean, my kids in particular, they don't seem to want much. Like, they're pretty happy with what they got. They might want to
Yeah, I'm a bit disturbed that you even have kids. You don't look like you're old enough to have kids. Let alone kids that talk back to you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, they do that. I started young, so yeah.
Did you know that the song "We Wish You a Merry Christmas" was actually originally a threat?
What? We wish? So, oh, really? A threat? It's amazing.
So think about the lyrics. We wish you a Merry Christmas. Now bring us some figgy pudding, and we won't go until we get some. It's kind of aggressive, right? And actually, like hundreds of years ago, it was actually sung by rowdy crowds. Lower class servants demanding booze from their masters.
Holy moly. I have never heard that.
And that was the song.
That's amazing.
And then my final fact is that Christmas as a day off is only a recent innovation. In fact, as late as the 1850s, December 25th was not a legal holiday, and many, many stores were open and kids were even meant to go to school on December the 25th. So it's actually been in the last just over 100-something years that it's become a day often seen as a public holiday.
Far out.
Which kind of explains A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens.
Oh, that's right. They all go to work, don't they?
Yeah, they're all going to work. So everyone thinks, oh, he's so awful. He makes everybody, Ebenezer Scrooge makes everyone work. Well, it was normal.
Ah. And it's just like another public holiday we talk about, Australia Day, which hasn't always been on Australia Day. Maybe Christmas Day doesn't always have to be on Christmas Day.
I'm always irritated with people who take time off work. So I get it.
But we got Boxing Day as well. I still never quite understood what that's about. You tell Americans about Boxing Day and they're like, what is Boxing Day?
Yeah, do they have a special? But they have all these other days that we don't have Thanksgiving.
No, we don't have President's Day.
President's Day.
Yeah. Oh, this is awesome. You've armed us with a great bunch of facts that we can bring up at Christmas and say, hey, did you know this? I like the Paul McCartney one. That'll be popular with the grandmas.
I think, you know, when your uncle leans over the table and is like, isn't Trump doing a great job? You know, well, actually, I have 10 facts for you. Here we go.
That's the start of a pretty bad lunch if someone says that. Hey, Alex, that was awesome. Thank you so much. I hope you're having a bit of a break over Chrissy.
Thanks.
Are you having a bit of a break, having a bit of a holiday? No? Working through?
Working through. My team are working through. The media doesn't stop, does it?
No, I suppose there's always news. There's always things going on.
News doesn't go on a public holiday.
No, it doesn't. Well, well done. You've had a big year with the big smoke, and congratulations and all that. And hopefully we'll talk to you again real soon.
Look forward to it. Thank you so much.
No worries. See you, Alex.